The History of Mary Prince, a West Indian Slave, related by herself. Narration, Katie Haig. I was born at Brackish Pond in Bermuda, on a farm belonging to Mr. Charles Miners. My mother was a household slave, and my father, whose name was Prince, was a sawyer belonging to Mr. Trimmingham, a shipbuilder at Crow Lane. When I was an infant, old Mr. Miners died, and there was a division of the slaves and other property among the family. I was bought, along with my mother, by old Captain Darrell, and given to his grandchild, little Miss Betsy Williams. Captain Williams, Mr. Darrell's son-in-law, was master of a vessel which traded to several places in America and the West Indies, and he was seldom at home long together. Mrs. Williams was a kind-hearted, good woman, and she treated all her slaves well. She had only one daughter, Miss Betsy, for whom I was purchased, and who was about my own age. I was made quite a pet of by Miss Betsy, and loved her very much. She used to lead me about by the hand, and call me her little nigger. This was the happiest period of my life, for I was too young to understand rightly my condition as a slave, and too thoughtless and full of spirits to look forward to the days of toil and sorrow. My mother was a household slave in the same family. I was under her own care, and my little brothers and sisters were my playfellows and companions. My mother had several fine children after she came to Mrs. Williams, 3 girls and 2 boys. The tasks given out to us children were light, and we used to play together with Miss Betsy, with as much freedom almost as if she had been our sister. My master, however, was a very harsh, selfish man, and we always dreaded his return from sea. His wife was herself much afraid of him, and during his stay at home, seldom dared to show her usual kindness to the slaves. He often left her, in the most distressed circumstances, to reside in other female society, at some place in the West Indies of which I have forgot the name. My poor mistress bore his ill-treatment with great patience, and all her slaves loved and pitied her. I was truly attached to her, and, next to my own mother, loved her better than any creature in the world. My obedience to her commands was cheerfully given. It sprung solely from the affection I felt for her, and not from fear of the power which the white people's law had given her over me. I had scarcely reached my 12th year when my mistress became too poor to keep so many of us at home, and she hired me out to Mrs. Pruden, a lady who lived about 5 miles off, in the adjoining parish, in a large house near the sea. I cried bitterly at parting with my dear mistress and Miss Betsy, and when I kissed my mother and brothers and sisters, I thought my young heart would break, it pained me so. But there was no help. I was forced to go. Good Mrs. Williams comforted me by saying that I should still be near the home I was about to quit, and might come over and see her and my kindred whenever I could obtain leave of absence from Mrs. Pruden. A few hours after this, I was taken to a strange house and found myself among strange people. This separation seemed a sore trial to me then, but oh, 'twas light to the trials I have since endured. 'Twas nothing to be mentioned with them. But I was a child then, and it was according to my strength. I knew that Mrs. Williams could no longer maintain me, that she was fain to part with me for my food and clothing, and I tried to submit myself to the change. My new mistress was a passionate woman, but yet she did not treat me very unkindly. I do not remember her striking me but once, and that was for going to see Mrs. Williams when I heard she was sick, and staying longer than she had given me leave to do. All my employment at this time was nursing a sweet baby, little Master Daniel, and I grew so fond of my nursling that it was my greatest delight to walk out with him by the seashore, accompanied by his brother and sister, Miss Fanny and Master James. Dear Miss Fanny, she was a sweet, kind young lady, and so fond of me that she wished me to learn all that she knew herself, and her method of teaching me was as follows. Directly she had said her lessons to her grandmama, she used to come running to me and make me repeat them one by one after her.